Full example, PNF lease urgent care today's date is 08/11/2022, dictation is for Juan Gayton. Correction, Juana Gayton. Gayton spells G-A-Y-T-A-N, Juana spells J-U-A-A. And A, date of birth is 06/24/1981. This is a 41-year-old female here with flank pain and painful and frequent urination period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 2 days, but is worse today, period. She described pain as pressure-like. Worse during urination is better after urination, period. She denies trauma. She denies blood in her urine, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph, social history. She denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history, hypertension. Next line, diabetes. Next line, cancer. Next paragraph, surgery, bilateral tubal ligation. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's a lower-oriented, obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 100% urinary. Blood pressure is 106/71, pulse 86. Respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft. No rigidity. Normal bowel sounds. She has tenderness in the right and left CVA region. Next line, there's tenderness in the suprapubic region. Next line, no peritoneal signs, normal bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, with inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro. Alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions is normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is acute cystitis. Number 2, frequent urination. Number 4, number 3, painful urination. Number 5, number 4, bilateral flank pain. Period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the analysis, which revealed leukocyte esterase. No, negative blood, negative proteins, negative nitrite. Next paragraph, HCG via urine was negative. Next paragraph, CT scan using stolen protocol was done. CT scan revealed no acute abnormality or suspicious bone lesions, period. Next paragraph, a ultrasound was done. Ultrasound also was unremarkable, period. Ultrasound was done on the abdomen, the thyroid, or circulatory system. All organs. And this study was normal, period. In the next paragraph, patient received Rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed for an additional 10 or 15 minutes, during which time, and then reevaluated, during which time she displayed no side effects from the medication. So she's comfortable with my discharge plan. She will be sent home with the following: Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 POB ID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, Pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 POT ID for 3 days. Number 9, next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily, for 2 days. This is for any patient who develops a yeast infection from the antibiotics. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none and irritation. Hi.
Hey, for Ms. Juana, the one that had the back pain. Oh, wait, no, not that one. The one that recently came before this one.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she got the shot for the antibiotic today, but can she start taking the medications today? Or she wanted her to start tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.